Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, I do have a theme for you, but I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'll go ahead and play our first record, though, which may offer you a clue. This is Decca 951, recorded in Los Angeles on August 3rd, 1936. Bob Eberle is the vocalist with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. The song is 1-2, Button Your Shoe.
Button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3-4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5-6, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7-8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9-10, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill. Just as I hope you will while I'm waiting for you.
That's a nice way to start out this edition of the Shellac Stack. Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1936, 1-2, Button Your Shoe. The vocalist was Bob Eberle. The song was by Arthur Johnston and Johnny Burke, and it came from the film Pennies from Heaven. Well, if you haven't figured out today's theme from just that one record, don't worry, but I think by the end of this next set, you'll have a pretty good idea of what we're trying to do this time. We're going to continue, first with a record by Miff Mole and his Little Molars from July of 1928. Some good people in the band here. Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone. We've got Frank Teschmacher on clarinet, Joe Sullivan at the piano, Eddie Condon playing banjo, and at the drums, Gene Krupa. The song is called One Step to Heaven. We'll follow that with a Vocalion record from 1926 by the Bostonians, and then a little something after that from Duke Ellington. But first up, let's hear from Miff Mole and his Little Molars.
Thank you. that wonderful phrase. You hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
Good record, and one that seems to have sold quite well based on the number of copies I've come across through the years. That was, of course, Duke Ellington and his orchestra, with a vocal chorus by the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. The song, Three Little Words, written by Kalmar and Ruby. That was recorded in Hollywood on August 26, 1930, when the Duke Ellington band was out there to appear in the film Check and Double Check, which was based on the popular Amos and Andy radio program. The Duke Ellington Orchestra is featured quite prominently throughout the film, as are Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, the creators of Amos and Andy, who did appear in the film. Even though they were white, they put on blackface to appear in the film. Before that, we heard a Vocalion record from 1926, The Bostonians. The song was called The Two of Us. That was recorded in New York on October 15th, 1926. And we started the set with Miff Mole and his Little Molars, One Step to Heaven, from July of 1928. Well, I back announced those in reverse order, but if we go back and sort of read through that set in forwards motion, we get One Step to Heaven, The Two of Us, and Three Little Words. And if you combine that with the very first record on today's program, One, Two, Button Your Shoe, you've probably put together that the idea on this program is we're going to count to 10, and maybe a little beyond that. Each of the songs on today's program has a number in the title, and not only that, we're going to play these in order so that the numbers count all the way up to, I think we'll get to 12 if time permits. From Three Little Words, we turn to Four Walls. Here's Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. This was recorded December 21st, 1927 in New York City, issued on Victor 21165. The vocal group is Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Herb Muse. They're not credited on the label, but the discographies tell us that's who it is. So to start off the next set now, here's Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. Thank you.
say hello. What good would it be with just my echo answering me? Oh, I get so lonely looking at just four walls. Thank you.
We started that set with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians, a Victor record from December of 1927, Four Walls. We followed that with Harry James and his orchestra, a Varsity 78, record number 8298, from May 4th, 1940, a Don Redman tune four or five times. A little bonus record I slipped in because I didn't know where else to put it. After that, we finished the set with Red Nichols and his orchestra, Victor 21560, recorded in New York on June 21st, 1928. One of Red Nichols' own compositions, Five Pennies. And in the band for that record, we heard Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on the mellophone, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Arthur Shutt on piano, Carl Kress, guitar, and at the drums, Chauncey Morehouse. A great lineup for what turns out to be a great record. I think that's the style they used to call New York chamber jazz. Well, I do have more records, but before we get to those, I'll pause and remind you that you're listening to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'm playing 78 RPM records from my collection. It's music from the first half of the 20th century. And if you'd like to write to me, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also reach me through my website, which is www.shellacstack.com. Before we continue, I would like to also give a shout out to a few people who have written to me over the past few weeks and months. Hello to John Esposito, who writes, "I go for my hourly walk every morning before going to work, and I was looking for something different to hear than the usual music. As an avid 78 RPM collector myself, this music is right up my alley." Well, thanks, John. I'm glad you found the program. And John did send along a request for Ruth Etting's Button Up Your Overcoat. I checked my database, and I don't have a copy listed there, but I do have still several boxes of 78s yet to sort and catalog, and there may well be a copy in there. So I'll keep my eye out, John, and if I find it, I'll be happy to play it for you. I'd like to say hello also to Ray, who likes Marian Harris, after I played a record of hers some weeks ago. He kindly sent me a rare photograph of her that I had never seen, and that was quite a treat, so thank you, Ray. Hello also to Dave Heron in Northeast England. He likes Joe Venuti. Hi to Malcolm in Woodford Green, United Kingdom, and to Gary in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and hello to Dave in Cleveland, who was very kind several years ago to give me a whole trunk load of 78 RPM records, which I'm still going through and sorting out, and I'll be playing some of those in the weeks and months to come here on the Shellac Stack. Thank you for those, Dave. And Dave also was kind enough to send me, just a few weeks ago, an antique clock that he restored, a little table clock or mantle clock, I guess you'd call it. I'm not really up on clock terminology, but it's a gorgeous thing from, I think, the late 19-teens or early 1920s, and it's sitting on my mantle now and looking very, very handsome. Thank you so much for that, Dave. And finally, thanks and hello to John Ficino, who writes, "Your latest show regarding looking has been a complete joy to experience. I particularly love looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. I can't wait to listen to each new show." Well, thanks, John, and thanks to everyone else who has written to me. And now, let's get back to some music. We're counting this time here on the Shellac Stack. We've already made it up to five. We'll continue now with Benny Goodman and his sextet, and the song is called Six Appeal. This is a Columbia record, 35553. Nice palindrome of a number, huh? Recorded in Los Angeles on June 20th, 1940. Benny Goodman wrote this. We'll follow that with something from Joseph C. Smith and Alec Wilder, and I'll leave it up to you to figure out how the numbers 7 and 8, respectively, fit into those records. First up, here's the Benny Goodman Sextet. Thank you. can never go wrong with an Alec Wilder record, and that's an especially good one. I like that. Pieces of Eight is the title. And in the group, we heard a young Mitch Miller playing oboe. Yes, the sing-along with Mitch guy. That was Columbia 36187 from July of 1940. Pieces of Eight. Before that, we heard Joseph C. Smith's orchestra back in May of 1917, a Victor record, 18313. You may have recognized the song, Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh, which would become popular again some 20 or 25 years later with Orrin Tucker's orchestra. And maybe you're scratching your head wondering, where's the number 7 in Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh? Well, there was another song interpolated into that called At 7, 17, and 70. So that's why we played that one. And we started the set with the Benny Goodman Sextet, a Columbia record from 1940, 6 Appeal. So we've now made our way up to 8. As we turn to a record with 9 in the title, I really struggled to find something here. There aren't many songs that feature 9 by itself in the title. The one that I did turn up is sung by Arthur Lynn, and this is on the Gospel Trumpet Company label, record number 1A. It's obviously a product of the Jeanette Record Company from the mid-1920s. I don't have an exact date on this, but the song is a religious one. It's called The 90 and 9. So that's about the best I could do for a song having 9 in the title. We'll continue from there with George Olsen and his music, helping us reach 10 with 10 Little Miles from Town, Victor 21589, a song by Gus Kahn and Elmer Schobel. That one was recorded July 19th, 1928. But to take us to 9, here's Arthur Lynn, The 90 and 9.
Rejoice! And you'll find that heaven's not very far. It's 10 little miles from town. You'll open your eyes in the morning when the sun starts to rise and discover that there's blue in the skies. 10 little miles from town. You'll find a stream where white lilies float, where we can dream in a rickety boat. So come for a day, lock your desk and put your worries away, and it's 10 to 1 that you'll want to stay. 10 little miles from town.
Take a wild guess here and say that this is probably the first time those two records have ever been paired. We started with Arthur Lynn, the Gospel Trumpet Company record label, The 90 and 9. And we followed that with a nice up-tempo dance thing from George Olsen and his music, the vocal trio including Bob Borger, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice from July of 1928, 10 Little Miles from Town. Well, originally when planning today's program, I had thought I'd have to stop at 10, but as a little bonus now, I did find records with 11 and 12 in the title, so we'll hear those. First up, Sophie Tucker with the Riga Orchestra, OK 4818. Originally, I had this record in the 7 slot because the title is 7 or 11, My Dixie Paradise, and that's pair, P-A-I-R, O, dice, D-I-C-E. You get it. This is from 1923, and we'll follow that with Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra, helping us reach the 12 mark with 12 O'Clock Waltz, something they recorded for the Victor label, record number 21513, on June 28, 1928. So first up, here's Sophie Tucker.
Porter's there, trying hard to raise his fare. You'll see Rufus Johnson gambling his dough away. Down on his knees with a dot of diaries, you can hear old Rufus say, 7 or 11 means Dixieland for me. Means I'm gonna see my mammy down in sunny Alabama. 7 or 11, that's what it's got to be. It means the scenes I'm longing for, the Swanee and the Sippy and the Ginny Shore. It means I lose the blues, means a hat and shoes, means an overcoat and cane. Means I'll have my fare a little bit to spare, means I'm on the midnight train. Come on, you 7 or 11, oh boy, won't that be nice. I'll be on my merry way to heaven with my Dixie Paradise. Come on, 7 and 11. Come on, you 7 or 11. Baby needs a parachute. Ah, 7 or 11. Freedom and weep. Who fades me now? Keep away, snake eyes, keep away. Come on, little Joe, come on. I'm gonna see my mammy down in sunny Alabama. 7 or 11, it simply gotta be. If I throw 10, if I throw 4, It's never gonna get me to the cabin door. Now's my lucky time, gonna shoot a dime. Small number, stay away. Come on and let me lose. If I throw a deuce, it's from old Salsa right away. What's that? It's 7. No, no, it's 11. I knew they'd treat me nice. I could always throw a 7 or 11 with my private tarot die.
If you listen to very many Victor dance records of the mid to late 1920s, you probably recognize the voices in that vocal trio, even if you can't put names to them. I'll tell you, we heard Louis James, Johnny Marvin, and Elliot Shaw singing that vocal chorus. That was from June 28, 1928, recorded in New York City. Victor Arden, Phil Oman, and their orchestra, 12 O'Clock Waltz. Before that, Sophie Tucker with the Riga Orchestra in 1923, an OK record of 7 or 11, My Dixie Pair O' Dice. We have time to slip in one more record on the program today. We're going to go full circle and start again with Lanny McIntyre and his Aloha Islanders, a Varsity record from the early 1940s, I'd guess, Varsity 550. The title here, 1, 2, 3, 4. Loves to shine.
change her name to mine. One, two, three, four. Sometimes I wish there were more. I'm
with Lanny McIntyre and his Aloha Islanders. That's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. Thanks so much for tuning in and counting along with me today as we listen to these 78 RPM records. I had a good time. I hope you did too. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.